40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Anything can happen during March Madness, and tonight it did, in a bad way for Kansas, in a good way for Arkansas.
Arkansas wins it, and they knock off the defending national champions.
Brian Anderson on CBS Sports as the 8th seed Razorbacks beat Kansas 72-71 at the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Devontae Davis scored 25 for the winners.
I feel good. I'm glad we came out with the win.
What makes you tear up? What are you thinking about?
Just putting in the work. This team is struggling, and we figured it out. And I'm glad we did at the right time.
Kansas is the second top seed to fall. Purdue was knocked out last night. Former President Donald Trump's claim that he'll be arrested Tuesday is based solely on media reports. There's been no official confirmation of a pending arrest. CBS's Michael George.
An attorney for Trump told CBS News the former president's comments about an imminent arrest are speculation. A Trump spokesperson said, in part, there has been no notification other than illegal leaks from the Justice Department and the DA's office. The spokesperson said President Trump is rightfully highlighting his innocence and the weaponization of our injustice system.
First, it was mid-sized U.S. banks. Now a major Swiss bank is failing. The Swiss government is reportedly pressing UBS Bank to take over Credit Suisse. Analyst Bert Ely says the scope of the implosions is amazing.
Clearly, the financial system is under stress right now. Some banks more than others. Hopefully, we will work through this without further serious problems, but it's still a big question right now as to whether or not that will happen.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has been to Crimea. Putin marking 9 years since Russian annexation. And how's this for irony? Russian-built fighter jets are about to be part of Ukraine's defense against Russia. Here's CBS's Remy Innocencio.
A new show of solidarity for Ukraine from Slovakia, following Poland. Together, a pledge for at least 17 Soviet-designed fighter jets. While old or in need of repair, the hope is it could break Europe's hesitation to send even more warplanes.
Wyoming is now the first state to ban abortion pills, and starting tomorrow, the penalties go up for health care providers who perform abortions there. Ingrid Duran is with National Right to Life.
Going to jail and paying a hefty fine is a good way to make sure that people are not breaking the law, because if they're only getting a slap on the wrist, then there is no motivation to follow the laws of the state.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb.
Kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of the Skin Tones. That is H-Bomb on Max Inc. Heavy, a classic track from the Skin Tones there. Played in America before that. That's brand new Skin Tones from their new album, Coming to Collect. That CD release party is happening March 31st at the High Noon Saloon with the Pimps. Congratulations to the Skin Tones. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker will be by shortly. Original local music from Wisconsin, focusing on the hard rock, punk, and metal scene. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They're stopping by the studio. They have a brand new CD out. It's called The Riff Element. It's really good. Their CD release show is coming up. We'll have all the details and the fun chat coming up after 10:30 tonight. Essential Last Crack at 11 today. We were just talking about the Pimps, and they are hanging it up. After, 25 years of making music, they're hanging it up. They're calling it quits. They had a show last night in Rock for St. Paddy's Day. They're going to be back in Madison March 31st at the High Noon Saloon, opening up for the Skin Tones for the CD release party. Here are the Pimps from their album, To a Cool Person. This is Something on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
It's an unconscious motion all the way down by the pound. The shit you read about a nice round figure. Anyone can figure out and everything's for nothing if you're willing to try. Gotta make an even dude, you gotta try to stay high. Cause everybody is in on something now. You gotta find out who, you gotta find out who and what it is. I know you feel me right now, cause everybody is in on something now. You gotta find out who and what it is.
Stepping associates. I keep appearances below the line of minimum. Lay into them, get into them, but only for an interim. Intents and purposes, a motivation, a fish. I hope nobody notices, hope nobody cares. Cause everybody is in no something depth. You gotta find out who, you gotta find out who and what it is. I know you feel me right now, cause everybody is in no something depth. You gotta find out who and what it is. What it is.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy with Faster, Faster, Faster from their Rabbit Hole EP. That was Nag Champa. They're going to play a show at Kochanski's on April 7th. with Annus Obvious and The Uncomfortable Moments, Peach Vomit, and The West Nile Crows. Again, that's at Kochanski's in Milwaukee, April 7th. Stick around. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. We're stopping by the studio after 10:30 tonight. I've got new music on the way from Looks Can Kill, and we'll find a way to play some Whiskey Pig so it doesn't get me fired off the air. New music from 20 Minute Mission now. Their new album is called Destrium, recorded at Megatone Studios. It's out at the end of March. Their first single is out right now. Here's brand new music from 20 Minute Mission. It's called Room 8 on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Maxine Kevy with The Gusto from their 2010 EP. That's the song The Plot. Brand New Looks Can Kill before that. Their song Brainwashed. That's from the new album Turn to Stone. They're going to be up in Neenah, Wisconsin on April 29th. In Milwaukee on May 20th. And they'll be at Maybash on May 27th. That's up in Ryle, Wisconsin. Their next Madison show is Snotfest July 22nd here in Madison. Coming up here, the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They're going to come in, have a chat about their new album, and we'll hear all about their CD release show. Maxine Kevy is presented by Ignite Glass and Gifts for glass, gifts, and vape. Shop igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. As promised, I found some Whiskey Pig to play on the radio for you. It's pushing the boundaries. We'll see what happens. This is Tom Waits on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief, the number 8 seed Arkansas Razorbacks have beaten the number 1 seed and defending champion Kansas Jayhawks 72-71 in the NCAA tournament. Here's CBS's Brian Anderson.
Arkansas gets it in. They get it to Black. The clock ticks.
The top House Republican has reacted to former President Trump's statement that he believes he'll be arrested Tuesday as part of a hush money investigation. CBS's Michael George.
In a tweet, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called the potential indictment an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA. He said he's directing relevant committees to investigate if federal funds are being used.
Well, I have some banks failed recently. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is what happens when the Fed raises rates very quickly. They're sort of slamming the brakes on, and all of a sudden, someone's going through the windshield. And the someone are these banks that took the most risk.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. Come down to my open house tailgate party, 8 to 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube and coffee from Ford Craft and Coffee, and let's talk strategy before you head into battle. Find your glory, create a battle plan. Enjoy coffee and donuts every Saturday and Sunday morning in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find us on Facebook or weikert-lakepoint.com.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long necky.
Let me ask you something, when last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get schooled with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW18.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's go!
Inc. Heavy with the Faith Hills Have Eyes. That's their brand new album called The Riff Element. Awesome, awesome song. Rocker, we call it Max Inc. Heavy for bands like the Faith Hills Have Eyes.
Jimmy, the Faith Hills Have Eyes are musical brutality with twists. They will venture down every avenue of rock, metal, and much more, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes break cliches while embracing them sincerely. In the studio with us right now, Gordon, Aaron, and Goat from the Faith Hills Have Eyes. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Hello, thank you for having us.
You're beautiful metal people.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, before we jump into it, tell us about this last the song we just heard, the title track to the album.
The Riff Element was essentially trying to one-up each other while we were writing. Our old drummer, 3, 4, 9 drummers ago, said that it wasn't technical enough, it wasn't heavy enough, needed to get better. So I just wrote faster, harder, and he started to hate me.
And I would say we've had 4 drummers in the making of this album. Gone through that many. There's the Spinal Tap for you. And it was always a doozy of a song for them to have to do. But our new drummer, Brian Martinez, he likes to open and warm up with this song, so I think we're on the right track.
It used to be the litmus test if someone could come and play in the band, and he just showed up day one. He's like, you guys ready? Ready to go? All right.
That's the audition song. Hey, for our listeners who might not be familiar with The Faith Hills Have Eyes, tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, we really, truly love all kinds of music, and we can't ever decide exactly what we want to do. But it all comes into like a focus of we've all loved heavy music ever since we were young. Death metal, thrash metal, new stuff, old stuff, it all had to come in. It all went into the kitchen sink too. It's there.
As far as the songwriting, what kind of material is your title, you know, or I guess what is the material that you write about most often? That identifies your band.
The lyrics are quite different than the titles, and that's the thing. We usually just laugh at practice, and we have all these ridiculous titles, but I spend a lot of time on the lyrics, and I always have in older bands, so it's kind of funny that people pay more attention to the songs that have the most ridiculous titles. And that's cool, because maybe they don't care as much about the lyrical content, but I definitely spend a lot of time on it, but it's just the titles that make us laugh the most, and I kind of make it somehow work in my brain that it applies to my lyrics.
And what's the trigger to the lyrics that you come up with?
Well, there's always a constant search for individuality amongst capitalistic structure and moneyed structures. And then there's also, with that fun stuff, there's drugs and sex and mortality.
Okay, so now let's get back on track, and I'm going to be very blunt. Who the hell are you guys? No one knows who the Faith Hills Have Eyes are. When did you start? What did you do? How did you get to be in front of me?
Well, now it's like 13, 14 years ago. I met Aaron working at the record store downtown, and I pestered him all the time saying, I got riffs for a band. We should name the band the Faith Hills Have Eyes. And because I just thought it was funny to smash two things together. I think I saw in the record store, Hills Have Eyes right next to Faith Hill, and I'm like, that's pretty good.
It was originally going to be a grindcore band for fun, because we were both in other bands. But then I heard his riffs, and I'm like, these riffs are amazing. And again, I didn't think it did fit any style. So that bio you talked about is really old, but it still really applies, because I think our music keeps changing and evolving over these years. Sincerely, like in different dynamics, because if we go extremely heavy, then we want the rock and roll part. If we do the rock and roll, we want to go somewhere else. But back to your point, yeah, we formed this as a side band, and then it became our main band because the songs were damn good, and we stayed together. When did you join Goat?
The Goat. When did the Goat come on?
Man, I think I came in.
What does the Goat play?
Guitar. So co-guitarist. Man, 7 years ago, 8 years ago now?
It feels like it was yesterday, but time has become a fluid concept.
Yeah, it sure has.
So you guys have been around for a while.
So for all the members, our only second guitarist ever.
Yeah. So was let's go back wisdom. Then to your drummers.
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, I know one of them passed, But you've went through several drummers.
Our bass player passed, but the drummer struggle has been very real. We started with Nick Bartley years and years ago. He was one of the three major catalysts to this unfortunate event. And he's a great guy, but he ended up moving to California. And we had Paul Kennedy, then Paul Lang. We had a thing with Pauls for a while. And
we were going to say everyone had to be named Paul, but we changed that rule for Brian. Everyone was going to have to be named Paul to be our drummer, but we switched that for Brian. He was so good.
Yeah, Brian was pretty good. And for a long time, I've wanted to reach out to Brian Martinez because I've loved his work in bands like Twitchard, Kill Jr.
Yeah.
And
he, in my opinion, he's one of the best drummers in Madison.
He's ludicrous.
Sorry, Rocker.
Hey, that's where I get my drumsticks, man. He's great because he also plays with the Packers marching band.
He does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does the drum line for that, and I think another one in Illinois as well, yeah. in his off time. I think he's only in 7 or 12 bands.
Yeah, when he's not drumming, he likes to drum.
He's a Bear fan, big time, but he drums for the Packers, you know? Hey, real quick, I mean, you guys have the horrible knowledge of losing a member of your band. I mean, talk about what that did to the guys, to the nucleus of the band.
It was really devastating. I remember actually... the whole album kind of, there was a big period where we were right about to record and it was always kind of just out of reach. We were right about to start. We're going to get in the studio. We're going to demo everything up. And really the last thing I got to say to Woody before he passed was, I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing knocked out. So it was painful at the time, not being able to get everything onto tape, I guess, digital, mm-hmm. whatever, yeah. But not having it in some sort of format that could be shared with people and experienced by other people. It's now it's like closure to know that the work is done and all of the work he did in the band has been done justice now.
Do you feel that, you know, obviously this album is going to be part of them and a remembrance of your bandmate?
Inside the inlay, there actually is a tribute to him as well. And it says eternal energy in the lyrics. I actually decided for my Bong Wanderer's Blood to just go a scream that actually says Woody, and we put eternal energy in the lyrics. But I just tried it, and that's the first take. We could never do another better one. We kind of looked at each other afterwards like it was wild. And
that's track 4 on the album that you're talking
about.
Yeah.
And then we made lyric videos for all these, and in Dio de Janeiro, Larry King, The Punishment Due, the dot dot dot.
Some of those, I have to admit, there's some of the more creative song titles that I've seen on an album. We have track 2 is Obama's and the Papas, and Dolly Parton, but like Dolly, like Salvador Dolly. Right, and Whitney Houston, We Have a Problem. Where do you guys come up with these names?
He just answered that. It's for the people that don't pay attention to the lyrics.
It's a rhetorical question.
It's just that they got to be funny. Yeah, we got to mix it. We're going to start throwing Larry King into more. We have a new one, Danzig with Myself. I'll be proud of that for the new stuff coming up. But in the lyric video for Dio de Janeiro, the chorus shows Woody. We included him in that because he always sang that chorus with me, and so even though he's not in the band now, he is in that lyric video for those parts as well.
Yeah, you know, his passing was really difficult on me personally. We shared the same side of the stage every show we played, every rehearsal. We were right beside each other, running into each other, tripping over each other, hitting each other in the head at times with bass headstock. So, you know, it was a devastating loss, but I think I speak for all of us. We're extremely proud and happy we were able to finish the album and kind of bring his honor in that format. So it's there forever.
I think it's admirable that you guys were able to pull together and get the album done, you know, continue the band. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Some bands would, you know, probably just give up at that point in time because the loss would be just too much. And that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's good that you guys were able to do it.
And even if he can't corporally be in the band, we always feel like his spirit in what we do. And also, it kind of feels a little, it's not doing him service to talk about it so seriously because The dude was like the life of the party,
yeah,
always laughing. I mean, he fit in with us since day one because we're always like, that's where the song titles come from. That's where the energy for doing everything is. It's always been about, we want to make great art. We want to make something that we want to hear ourselves. And at the end of the day, we want to have a great time with each other.
We have Goat, Gordon, and Aaron here from the Faith Hills Have Eyes. The CD release show for the Riff album is coming up at the High Noon Saloon. March 23rd is here in Madison. If you're outside, if you're listening to us like in Oshkosh or Green Bay or something like that, you should definitely make a trip down to Madison for this show if you like metal. Give us the elevator speech for this CD, why people should come to the show and buy the CD.
We're going to play this CD album in order one time only at this show. And some of these songs are so old, they might not stay in the set. But this album is an actual journey, I would say. It's diverse. It starts off extremely heavy with the riff element and keeps taking you to different places, all in the realm of metal and rock. And for the show itself, the openers are amazing. There's Whiskey Pig are coming out of retirement for this.
Wow.
I know, right?
Let's talk about Whiskey Pig for just a second here, okay?
I hadn't heard that yet.
Again, talk about the life of the party.
And we can't we can't swear on this radio show, but you know their slogan? I really want to shout it right now.
You got to come to the show to hear it.
You mean, oh, heck yeah?
Oh, that's it. Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
And there's Without Waves. They're on Prosthetic Records, actually, and they're based out of Chicago. They're incredible. Really excited to see them. It was one of my favorite albums of last year. They put out called Comedian. Okay. And Ends Well are a new band. Blowing up on Instagram and things much cooler than I am on.
Yeah, we need the young people to come and show us if we're still doing it right. Did we lose the script? Did we lose the track?
Did you see the article?
They've at least seen Ends Well.
Did you see the article from Jamie Lee Curtis today about encouraging bands to play matinee shows? Would you be okay with that? Playing like a
huge fan.
Yeah,
huge fan.
Because we're the old people here.
Well, with Iron Plow, right? We say we don't play late, we don't play long, we don't play fast.
I love it. I love it. Even shows moving back, they're like, it's done at 10. I'm like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I just time my drinking around where we play and just tell me the time.
The Faith Hills Have Eyes, March 23rd, the High Noon Saloon. Beside the CD release show, what else is on the calendar for you guys?
We're kind of popping up everywhere now, all over, Wisconsin and the tri-state area.
Okay. Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois.
We have our fingers in many sinister soups, but for now, we're definitely going to hit Janesville in May. We're going to hit
Portage, Wisconsin.
Sweet, sweet Portage.
Is that 301 up there?
Yeah. You better believe it is.
Yeah. Okay. Give those guys a shout out.
We will hit the other states, though. It's going to happen.
So, obviously, all the dates are probably on your website. Facebook media, Faith Hills Have Eyes, just search for that. I know you're on Facebook. You got a .com.
We do not, and we also encourage going to our band camp.
Yes, there you go.
Those the downloads of the songs there are even higher quality, and you can follow us there.
We're going to play Gigolo Wild Wild Wings.
Juggalo Wild Wings.
Juggalo, excuse me. See?
Such important song titles.
Juggalo Wild Wings. Tell me about this song here.
This is another one of those, we want to come in, hit them hard. It's a lot of good chugging right off the bat, a lot of dissonance, and then right into fun, melodic, catchy middle choruses.
You're a pro at it.
And I kind of say, I thought about the internet a bit with this, and that's all I'll say. And I like having some, I have some questions, and there's some nice, I like the throat. I think the lyrics are a little different in the mosh part, throwdown part, but... You can hear them for yourself and watch that lyric video, hey?
Those lyric videos are pretty cool, especially with metal, because sometimes...
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes when you're growling and screaming, it's, what do you say there?
That is really why I wanted them, and considering, believe it or not, not everyone plays CDs anymore.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, we call it hollering.
I just got a cassette not too long ago.
Those are back. It all comes back around.
We're back in the 80s, bro. Hey, guys, thank you so
Except
much.
Except for A-Track.
Right. Oh, we want it.
New album out on A-Track.
We need the A-Track back. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's Faith Hills Have Eyes on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. So is a fall. Why do I want to? Max and Kevy with The Faith Hills Have Eyes. That is brand new music. It's called Juggalo Wild Wings. That's the last track on the new album, The Riff Element. Thank you so much to Goat, Gordon, and Aaron for coming in tonight, sharing the awesome news about The Faith Hills Have Eyes. Don't forget the show is happening. The CD release show is happening March 23rd. That's next Thursday here at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. It's going to be a really good show. It's going to be with Whiskey Pig. Lots of loud music. It's metal. Stick around. Essential Last Crack is coming up after 11 o'clock tonight. Plus, we're just going to jam out next hour. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, this is Goat from The Faith Hills Have Eyes. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.